Hebrews chapter 5. For every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, so that he can offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins, who can have compassion on the ignorant and on those who are on the wrong road, because he himself also is surrounded by weakness. And because of that, he ought, like for the people, so also for himself to offer for sins. And no man takes this honor to himself, but he that has been called by God, as was Aaron. So also Christ didn't glorify himself to be made a high priest, but he that said to him, "You're my son, today I've begotten you." As he says also in another place, "You're a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek," who, in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears to him that was able to save him from death, and was heard because he feared, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all those who obey him, called by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, about whom we have many things to say, and hard to be said, seeing you are dull of hearing. For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again what are the first principles of the oracles of God, and have become those who need milk, not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. But strong meat belongs to those who are of full age, to those who, because of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.